Moving with Technology by Naomi Arnold. We can move our bodies in many different ways. We can walk, run, or ride. We can pick up and carry things. We can build and dig. We can write and draw. Many of the things we can do with our bodies can also be done using technology, such as tools and machines. Tools and machines can help people do jobs more quickly, easily, and safely. They also allow people to do things that are too hard for one person to do on their own. Tongs and tweezers. Tongs and tweezers are simple tools made of metal or plastic that help us pick up things. We can use tongs to pick up hot food or to serve salad. People who sell food also use tongs so they don't touch the food with their fingers. Tweezers have the same shape as tongs, but they are much smaller. You can squeeze the ends of tweezers together tightly and pick up things that are tricky to manage with your fingers. You might use tweezers to pick up something tiny or pull out a splinter. People such as jewellers or chefs sometimes use tweezers to pick up and carefully place small or delicate objects. Diggers. Have you ever scooped up sand at the beach and put it in a bucket? Or helped dig up soil in a garden and tossed it into a wheelbarrow? When you do these types of actions, you are making the same movement as a digger. A digger is like a giant metal arm. It has joints, like our shoulders and elbows, and a bucket on the end, like our scooped hands. But a digger is much bigger and stronger than a human arm, and it can move huge loads. A digger is controlled by a driver who sits in the cab. Robotic arms. A robotic arm is an artificial arm that can be controlled using a computer. Robotic arms are often used in factories. Robotic arms are also used by doctors in hospitals to help do difficult operations. Doctors can put cameras and different types of medical tools on the robotic arms. Robotic arms working in a car factory. A medical robot being used in a hospital. Prosthetics. Prosthetics are artificial body parts. Sometimes people are born with body parts missing, or people may lose or damage a part of their body because of illness or an accident. Often, the missing part can be replaced by a prosthetic. This boy has been fitted with a prosthetic leg. Most prosthetics are made from light, strong metals or plastics. Some prosthetics are made to look like body parts, and sometimes they are designed for other purposes. Some prosthetics are powered by robotics. This makes the prosthetic move like a real body part. This prosthetic is specially designed for running. This man has a prosthetic arm. This prosthetic hand is powered by robotics. Machines, tools, prosthetics, and robotics are just some of the ways that technology helps us to move.